So we were initially approached with the story by the woman who was allegedly involved with Wilfred Wright, Operation Reach's former program director, and Keishon Webster's brother. This woman gave her side of the story and also said that she felt that the program was unorganized, that some staffers were coming out of pocket with supplies and snacks for the kids. And in the course of that interview, I asked her who on staff was most supportive of her through the process of her filing out a grievance with Operation Reach about the alleged sexual activity, and she named Nicole Payne Jack as a resource. In our minds, the story initially was only about an alleged sexual assault and the possible rehiring of the once-fired employee potentially involved in that assault by Keishon. But once we talked to Nicole, it became clear that there was much more to the story than Wilfred Wright. We also reached out to several other employees who either declined to comment on the issue or who did comment and provided information, but who asked that we not use their names. We obtained the bank statements from a former employee who asked not to be identified shortly after we began making those calls out to former staff. We totaled up the charges on those statements, as is outlined in the story. From that point on, we contacted AmeriCorps, the OIG's Office for the Corporation for National Community Service, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, Kellogg, basically just anyone who funded them in the last 2 years. Then obviously we spoke with Keishon and Ted Quant, and that's pretty much how we got the story.